betrayed them," breathed Madame Rosmerta. "He did indeed. Black was tired of his double agent role. He was ready to declare his support openly for you know who, and he seemed to have planned this for the moment of the Potter's death. But as we all know, you know who met his downfall in Little Harry Potter. Powers gone, horribly weakened, he fled. And this left Black in a very nasty position indeed. His master had fallen at the very moment when he, Black, had shown his true colours as a traitor. He had no choice but to run for it.
Filthy, stinking turncoat," Hagrid said so loudly that half the bar went quiet.
"Shh," said Professor McGonagall.
"I met him," growled Hagrid. "I must have been the last to see him before he killed all them people. It was me what rescued Harry from Lily and James's house after they was killed. Just got him out of the ruins, poor little thing, with a great slash across his forehead and his parents dead. And Sirius Black turns up on that flying motorbike he used to ride. Never occurred to me what he was doing there. I didn't know he'd been Lily and James's secret keeper. Thought he'd just heard the news of you-know-who's attack and come to see what he could do. White and shaking he was, and you know what I did. I comforted the murdering traitor," Hagrid roared.
"Hagrid, please," said Professor McGonagall, "keep your voice down."
"How was I to know he wasn't upset about Lily and James? It was you-know-who he cared about. And then he says, 'Give Harry to me, Hagrid. I'm his godfather. I'll look after him.' Ah, but I'd had me orders from Dumbledore, and I told Black no. Dumbledore said Harry was to go to his aunt and uncle. Black argued, but in the end he gave in. Told me to take his motorbike to get Harry there. 'I won't need it any more,' he says. I should have known there was something fishy going on there. He loved that motorbike. What was he giving it to me for? Why wouldn't he need it any more? The fact was, it was too easy to trace. Dumbledore knew he'd been the Potter's secret keeper. Black knew he was going to have to run for it that night, knew it was a matter of hours before the Ministry was after him. But what if I'd given Harry to him, eh? I bet he'd have pitched him off the bike halfway out to sea. His best friend's son. But when a wizard goes over to the dark side, there's nothing and no one that matters to him any more."